I also thought the artwork of all three albums came from three different people. Yes. And the last one is from actually a poet or something? Is
yeah.
she?
Yeah, that's Tyler's wife, my brother's wife.
Oh, okay.
My sister-in-law.
Ah. So,
yeah, I don't really know what the process was there. I guess Tyler and Robbie looked through a bunch of her stuff.
Yeah, they sat down. We went through a bunch of different scenarios with art, and eventually Robbie and Tyler were sort of sifting through Maya's art, and things were presented to the band. Worked out really, really well. I really like the cover of this one. Sort of grabs the eye in a pleasing way.
So how is it to play the album live again?
It's a lot of fun. It was definitely, after making the record, there was, it was definitely, even though the idea was to put together songs in a manner that we would be able to reproduce live, you know, even though that was the goal and we were successful in doing that, it took some time to be able to, you know, we had to rehearse a lot to be able to do this. But now that we've, you know, gone through that, they're a lot of fun to play live.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that there's a, when you're performing, there's sort of like a fear to thrill ratio. And right now there's probably as much fear as there is thrill. And when the fear goes away, the thrill goes away. So I'm personally really enjoying it. Because you're wrapping your head around presenting new songs live, and you can also pair them up with songs that you know that people want to hear, and you can change the set list around a lot more and sort of keep it fresh, which is really important, I think.
They're a lot more challenging to play live. You know, that's one reason for that, obviously, is because they're new, and we can play the songs from the first record, you know, blindfolded. But these ones are like, you know, they don't really sound like it, maybe when you listen, but they're each part to these songs is like in many ways like a lot more intricate than the other two records. So mistakes do not go unnoticed.
I will listen out to that when I stand in front of the stage.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What did I want to ask? Yeah, you announced the album in May, which I think is very short notice for a band, because usually they say, well, we're putting out an album in autumn, and then it's like 2 years later they put it out. Was that the moment when you were already done with the album?
We were way done with the album.
We were all ready to... I think we were ready to, like, we went from mastering the album to being like, okay, ready to go. And then there was this 6 month lead period of setting it up, which I know in my head is important, but it's sort of hard to sit on something like that when you put so much time and effort into it. So it's really gratifying to come out and be able to play the songs now.
So why didn't you tell the fans earlier, or in the internet, or in any interview?
I think this time around, we had to kind of relearn how to roll out an album, because the last time we made a record was essentially before Facebook.
Before Twitter.
Twitter. I mean, I think Facebook was around, but like, you know, like things did not spread like wildfire when we were making music before. And so this time around we realized that there were a lot more sort of like, you know, there were a lot of ways to roll out a record and to just to make that sort of announcement that you have a record coming out after 4 years or whatever. For several reasons we had to be careful about that, just because we had to figure out how to do it the right way.